Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to the show. How are you? Anyway, I won't keep you very long, but I know it's Monday, and Mondays can be challenging for people, but it's a great week, right? It's Valentine's week, and you know, what do you want for Valentine's, right? More love, have a sweetheart, or attract your sweetheart more to you, and that's funny. So, hold on 1 second, because I'm putting my headset on. All right, hold on. So, attract your sweetheart to you more. I got to tell you, you guys want to laugh? This is funny. So, anyway, I moved in with my sweetheart myself, in January 1st, and we've been dating close to 2 years now, and we finally moved in together. But you know what? You don't rush that, and we spent 90% of our time together anyway. So anyway, on that note, you know, he loves everybody, animals and everything. So I have my dogs. I've always had dogs, and I grew up with them, dogs, horses, and everything else. And, you know, my dad had horses, so we had dogs, and I love dogs. I grew up with cats and two as well. So I always want the dogs, they sleep with me in the bedroom, not in the bed, but in the bedroom. And because one of my dogs sheds so much, you know, it's like sleeping with hair. Anyway. So my guy says, Tree, I know you want to sleep with the dogs in the bedroom. He says, can I ask you a favor? Please don't put them in their bedrooms. And, you know, unless we're going to bed at night. So I've honored that. And today I'm not feeling 100%. So I'm just like, I'd like to have with me, and I apologize because it just came off the headset. I like to have my dog with me, so I go in there to take a shower because I'm getting ready to call you guys or talk to you guys on the phone, those who are listening now and listening later. And he comes in because he finished his appointments really early, and he goes and he's laughing and joking with me and leaning down and kiss me. So you know what a sweetheart is realizing that he didn't jump on me or he didn't yell at me or he didn't do any of those things. And he just is like, hey, no problem. And he gave me a crunch bar because, as I said, I'm not feeling very well and not 100% today. So what makes a great sweetheart? And what do you want from your sweetheart? Well, one of the things I did because I was just feeling it, I'm so lucky, and I so realized that. But one of the things I said to him today, I sent him this text, and I just said, you know, I love you so very much, and I'm so grateful to be with you and have you. Enjoy your day, and I'll see you tonight or this afternoon. And I just sent that to him, right, just because I watched him walk out the door, and I was like, oh, you know, I was on the phone working already because we're both entrepreneurs, and I have a home-based business. I've worked from home for years. And anyway, so, I said that to him. And then when he came home today, and I'm not feeling well, as I just said 3 or 4 times, so I apologize. I repeat myself. And but it was just nice that he didn't get upset. And, you know, my dog's in here with me, and I love her. I love them both. One of them is a little Frenchie. She's very crafty and super smart. And my Chesapeake Bay Boxer rescue dog is, she's just a big love bug. And just loves people, loves to be loved and all those. And doesn't have a mean bone in her body unless you're kind of trying to come in when you're not welcome. And then she'll be the dog that protects you. But loving, okay, and loving. So, Valentine's. So, what are a couple things that, you know, that I'm learning in a relationship? It's like sometimes it's not about you, right? It's about looking at your guy or your girl and thinking, wow, why do I love them? Why do they make my, you know, I don't know, you know, whatever it is, and for you? And just appreciate that part about them. And, you know, and just one of the things that I would really, really, really concentrate on doing, and this has worked for me, is like I was sitting on the couch last night with him, and we were watching an old episode. Seinfeld is on YouTube, you know, and the like seasons. And I never really watched Seinfeld because I never really watched TV. And I remember sitting there just dying laughing at some of the things. So that is one funny show. And, you know, I'm like sitting there with him and I'm wrapped up, you know, curled up with him intimately, not sexually. That's great too, you know. And it was just nice to have that comfort, right? And so this morning when I wrote in that, I was thinking about that last night. I was also thinking about him, you know, things that he's done for me and things that we've done for each other and how that I can be the best version of myself. And he's taken off Valentine's Day to be with me. As I said, he has a home-based business with me. But he works too. He loves computers and does some things there. You know, if we just set it up not to do it only on Valentine's Day and not get mad because what's he going to do or what's she going to do? It's not about that. It's about really loving with your heart and starting the day off like that. You know, one of the things that, and having some sort of spiritual practice. I'm going to say this. I'm not talking about religious. Although that's great too. It's some spiritual practice. Like this morning I was thinking, I am so grateful to be the best version of myself today in this relationship. And I'm so grateful for him. And, you know, and I'm so grateful to be able to share that with you. So that's, I write my goals every day, right? And that's one of my goals. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful because it's not that I'm just starting to be grateful. It's already happening when you write, I'm so grateful, because it's like, I'm so grateful to make whatever kind of money you want or whatever kind of love that you're looking for. And, you know, and don't dwell on the past. I was talking to a client this morning. She goes, oh, this is such a hard month for me. It's your birthday month. Nothing can go wrong on your birthday month, right? You're here. That's the best thing. And she goes, well, this is when my divorce was filed and all this. I go, man, live in the past. So I am so grateful to live in the now. And that's cool. There's a book out there called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I read it a few times, actually. Listened to it on Audible. It's a great book. And so, you know, that's one too. And just know that sometimes you've got to, you know, Valentine's is such a holiday. Is it a holiday? Well, it is. It's a love holiday. But, man, loving yourself is the most important, right? Never live it in the past. Have some spiritual practice that you do with yourself in the morning. Three things that you're grateful for about your relationship, about yourself, right? Three things or more, right? Start there. Tell your guy. Tell your girl. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful that. And then you can finish that sentence. You know what I mean? And that's something that I do myself every day. And then, you know, one of the things I'm going to do tonight is put a little card underneath the pillow and a chocolate kiss. So I'm just pretty excited about that. So, you know, it's sweet, sexy, sensual, and sensitive, right? So why don't you try that? You don't have to. And then I'm going to do something every day. So that's what I'm doing tonight. And my folks are coming this week too. So we get to spend Valentine's Day not only with each other, but with people that we love. And that's important, you know, too. And my daughter and I are getting together tomorrow to do something wonderful. And so isn't that cool? So it's about love, not only with your sweetheart, but with your family, with the romance department, the family department, and most of all for yourself. Because it's like putting the mask on yourself before you put it on the kids in the airplane, because you got to be all that yourself before you can give that all that to your loved ones, right? So where are you going to get it from if you don't have it in you? So I was asked to do this show on this because I was actually going to do it on something else. So I'll do something tomorrow, but do a little something for your sweetheart. Put it in his whatever it is, in his passenger seat of his car, in his driver's seat, you know what I mean? So when he goes in the car tomorrow morning, he'll see it. And I promise you, it will change It will change the dynamic of the day. And even if he's mad at you or you guys get mad at each other in the morning, make sure you put it in the night before. or, you know, because what love is like, getting mad, not getting mad, but, you know, having spurts of your temper. Hey, who doesn't have that, right? Try me in traffic. I think I'm the best driver on 95. And that's my ego. So ego is easing God out. Love, you know, I love dogs, right? Dog is reverse that, it's God. So anyway, you know, maybe you guys do some volunteer work, and that's something I want to do this weekend with him. So we'll see. No, actually this weekend we're not doing that because we're going to go to the Renaissance Festival. So he really enjoys that. I really enjoy it. And this weekend it's steampunk. So how cool is that? Find something that your guy likes or your girl likes and do that with her. And introduce her to it. He introduced me to, because I've been to the RenFest before, but he introduced me to steampunk, and he's pretty passionate about it and loves it. And he's a little out there. He's an artist. So I'm an artist too. anyway, and I'm his biggest muse. So anyway, I hope that helps you guys, and I hope you enjoy your Valentine's Day. But tomorrow I'm going to get on and I'll do something else. That's what I'm doing for my guy. I send him that sweet little text, you know what I mean? And then I also am getting my sweet card and a little, well, I got the card and a little Hershey's kiss too. Anyway, you know, and I'm going to build it up as I'm going along. All right, take care. Lots of love. And you guys have a wonderful Monday. Bye now.